Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We usually talk to Patrick Mahomes at this time, but he's a very busy man. And this week, with the holiday and the short week, we didn't get a chance to catch up with him. But they offered us mostly every other player on the team. I mean, I put in my request for Travis Kelce, and they very quickly denied it. I mean, I'd love to talk to Travis. There's so many things to talk about. But they said, pick somebody else. And I said, well, of course, you know we want Trent McDuffie. We love Trent McDuffie, all pro corner. And you guys know the rule. You have to come on the show 3 times to officially be friend of the show. He is now officially friend of the show. But before we play it for you, let me remind you something. That Trent McDuffie's appearance on the show today is brought to you by our friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got the chance to be joined by the all-pro corner of the Kansas City Chiefs, Trent McDuffie, and our conversation started with, how does it feel to now officially be named friend of the show?
Man, that's what I'm talking about. It's about time.
Absolutely, man. So let's start with this. We usually don't ask football questions. I do have 2 football questions today. The first one is, you guys played an overtime game, quick turnaround for Thursday. How is your body holding up? How are you feeling heading into Thanksgiving?
Hey, I mean, Coach Reed does a good job at structuring the schedule so that we can get some body work and let our bodies recover. So past 2 days is all, like they say, chin to the hairline, you know, just going over what we have to do, going over what Dallas is doing. And so I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go.
Last football question. Thanksgiving and football, they are synonymous with one another. We all grow up watching the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. What is it like to be a part of that tradition now?
Oh, man, it's special. It's going to be my first time even playing in Dallas, which growing up, my older brother was a Dallas fan. So it's going to be pretty special, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
What's your ideal Thanksgiving plate?
We're going to have that mac and cheese only made by my mama. That's the only mac and cheese I'm going to eat. Probably going to do some turkey, some greens, and some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay, that's not a bad plate there. I like to throw in a roll with what you have. I also like a little bit of cranberry sauce. Are you going like the actual cranberry sauce or the stuff out of the can?
I don't even touch that cranberry sauce, brother, so I don't got to worry about either.
Oh, my goodness. You got to give your plate a little bit of color, a little bit of flavor. You mix that cranberry sauce with those mashed potatoes and with that greens, put it over the top.
It sounds like I need to come over to your house for Thanksgiving, man.
Absolutely. All right, so for dessert, what are you guys doing?
Usually some pumpkin pie and some ice cream, but I think this year we might do some peach cobbler. That's one of my favorites.
Do you guys have any holiday tradition? So our holiday tradition is that's when we put up the tree. After the Cowboys game is up, you know, everybody's done eating. You've had a nap. Maybe you had a drink. Everybody's in a good festive move. It's now time to put the tree up. Do you have any holiday traditions?
You know, usually just Thanksgiving dinner with the family, and I agree with you. I'm a big believer in the tree goes up after Thanksgiving. So whether it's Friday or sometime that weekend, that's usually when the decorations come up for Christmas.
I'm happy you said that because my producer, Rob, he had his Christmas tree up on November 1st. He said right after Halloween, they went down in the basement. And I'm like, wait, why can't we just have a regular fall? Like, we just got done. You had a goose and a goblin up yesterday, and now you got Santa Claus up. We need a break in the middle.
I hear that. I'm right with you. You know, we need a little time to feel like it's exciting to have Christmas again. So I feel like anybody who puts up their stuff right after Halloween, it's kind of too much for me. But I will say I do put up my house lights, so you will see some lights on the house. But other than that, no decorations until after Thanksgiving.
Do you put the lights up yourself, or do you outsource this to somebody else? You seem like a very busy individual. Are you putting the lights up?
Yeah, nah. I got a big house this year, so I got to let somebody else do that. I'm not going to get on that roof.
Right now, we're talking to All-Pro Corner Trent McDuffie. Trent, you didn't see this. It just happened in the last 15 minutes. They're going to make a Rush Hour 4. Are you for or against this idea?
I'm all for it. I'm a big fan of Rush Hour, so, you know, I'm going to be there when it comes out opening day.
I'm actually one of those people that think Rush Hour 2 is better than Rush Hour 1. Rush Hour 1's hilarious. Don't get me wrong. That second one, I don't know what it is. They upped it for the second one.
I'm glad you said that. I'm a believer in that too, man. Rush Hour 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's your favorite comedy?
My favorite type of comedy?
Yeah,
or my
just
favorite?
Like your favorite comedy movie. Like mine is Wedding Crashers. That's my favorite comedy. What's yours?
Oh, man. Good question. Favorite comedy movie? Probably like a Step Brothers. It's one of the movies where I feel like you can always turn on. You always going to get a good laugh.
When you and your girl are like watching movies, what kind of movies do you guys generally watch together? Are you watching, like, what's current? You going for a drama? You going for a rom-com? Like, what kind of movies are you guys about to pick out?
That's a good question. See, my girl don't really watch movies, so it's usually up to me to pick out something good for the night. And it's kind of all over the place, you know what I mean? I don't like to stick to one genre too much. I like to expand myself. I love old-school movies, 90s movies, so that's going to be turned on at least once a week. But other than that, man, we get into everything.
Are you guys watching a television show right now?
We are not, but I am ready for Stranger Things to come out.
Okay, I've never seen Stranger Things. Sell me on Stranger Things.
If you like sci-fi, if you like kids that are growing up and kind of have to bind together in friendship and trust, that's your kind of show for you. And it also kind of gets dark and mysterious, and I don't want to say too much, but I think you definitely should check it out.
I feel like this show has been on for quite some time. I feel like this show was on when you and I were kids.
No, I hear that. I mean, I can't believe that the show's still going, but for it to be the final season, I'm pretty excited for that.
Right now, we're talking to All-Pro Corner Trent McDuffie here for a couple of more minutes. What's a show that, like, puts you in a good mood? So, like, when I'm eating, I normally like to watch a lighter show. Like, I'm not fully paying attention, but I want something on in the background. So I might turn on a little Fresh Prince. I might turn on a little Bernie Mac show. What's a show that just makes you feel good?
Man, one of those two or some Martin. I mean, one of them three shows, I'm good to go.
Yeah, Martin's funny. I watch Martin sometimes on Netflix. Very, very funny show.
I'm really happy that it came back on Netflix. So I can watch every single episode as long as I want.
It is kind of funny, like, we watched those shows when we were kids and they were funny, but, like, now that you're the same age as the people, the shows are way more relatable. Like, I feel that way about Living Single. Like, I kind of liked it when I was a kid, but now that I'm adult, like, I can identify so much more with the stories.
I agree. There be a bunch of little kid shows that growing up, you know, I thought it was funny, but now that I'm 25, a little older, a little wiser, I mean, I bust a gut. I mean, I think harder now than I did when I was a kid.
Okay, I've been asking people this question. Whenever you think of Disney Channel, what's the first show that comes to your mind?
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Whenever you think of Nickelodeon, what show do you think of?
SpongeBob.
Were you a Disney kid or a Nickelodeon kid?
That's a good question. I think I was more of a Nickelodeon kid, if I'm going to be honest. SpongeBob was a top-tier show for me growing up.
Were you guys watching Cartoon Network? Because you're a little bit younger than me. Like, Cartoon Network was kind of a thing, like Powderpuff Girls and Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory. Were you watching Cartoon Network?
100% I was on that. I mean, you can even throw in Courage the Cowardly Dog, which I think is still one of the scariest shows ever made. I love Cartoon Network.
You know a show that I couldn't really get into, and I'm curious if you like, Dragon Ball Z. Like, all my friends watched Dragon Ball Z. I was just much more into Pokemon at this time of my life. I never really got into it. Were you a Dragon Ball Z fan?
I was. I had older brothers, and they loved Dragon Ball Z, so I was kind of just born into it. I love me some Dragon Ball Z.
Couple more questions here for All-Pro Corner Trent McDuffie. Have you ever gone Black Friday shopping before?
I have not. I try to stay clear of
Black Missed the window
Friday.
Now to do it. It's not the same now. Now you can just do everything on the computer. You missed the window to go Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm more of a Cyber Monday type of guy anyways, but I love Black Friday sales. Come on now.
Okay, so for the people in your life, how do you go shopping? Are you still physically going to the stores? Are you doing it all online? Like, how are you shopping for your loved ones these days?
I mean, for my loved ones, since they mostly in California, I got to do all online. But I do love going to the store, especially when it comes to clothes or certain little things. You know, like, I like to see it on me. I like to see it on them. I like to feel the fabric. So I do love going to the store, but Christmas time, it's usually all online.
All right, last thing I'll get you out of here with this. Was there a pair of sneakers when you were a kid that you absolutely had to have? Like, I remember there were these Gary Paytons, and they were, like, patent leather, and they zipped up on the side. Man, I love those shoes. I never got a pair of them. Did you have a pair of shoes like that when you were a kid that you saw them, you're like, man, I got to get those?
You know, growing up, I mean, I was a big just, like, Converse kid, throw some Vans on. I never had Jordans growing up until I got to high school, so any pair of Jordans, Jordan 1s, Jordan 4s, I mean, to me, that was like the shoe to get. And so once I got to high school, I bought me my first pair of Jordan 1s, and I feel like the coolest kid on the block.
I feel like the West Coast, y'all kind of got your own style, your own swag. I feel like Nike Cortezes, that's like a big West Coast thing, but you guys are the only ones that really rock them like that.
100%. I mean, even the Air Force 1s, all white, some G-Fazos, I mean, that's the bread and butters for us.
That is Trent McDuffie joining us on the show today as the Chiefs get ready for their game coming up against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Trent, happy holidays, man, to you and yours. Good luck this weekend in Dallas.
Much appreciated. Always good talking to you.
Absolutely. That's our conversation with the All-Pro Corner, Trent McDuffie. His appearance on the show is brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Always great to catch up with Trent McDuffie, All-Pro Corner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.